Yes, this is the time of the week when I like to talk food, people and places. Get us in the mood for the weekend. And I have Laura Coughlin with me, who's web editor of Explorer magazine, as we flick through the pages of April's issue, giving you ideas. Now, this is the super duper family issue with Explorer. So lots of ideas of things to do with the kids, to do as a family, even travel features if you are looking to plan your summer holidays. So we're going to be looking at all of those as we're talking about family and children and activities and things to do here in the UAE and further afield in the first hour. Coming up in the second hour, I'm going to be talking tea, but not just any old tea. I'm talking bubble tea, bubble boba, which has come to Dubai Mall. And you got very excited, Laura, when I mentioned
I can't
bubble
believe
tea.
If they're coming over here with bubble tea, I'm staying. It's not fair.
What is it then? Why is it you like you knew all about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, bubble tea. I mean, because I lived in Shanghai before, and I think it's very Southeast Asian.
It is Taiwanese.
It is exactly. And if you don't know about bubble tea, it's basically it makes tea special. It doesn't have to be, you know, green tea or black tea. It can be, you know, raspberry and fruity, which I'm sure you'll talk about later. But what makes it special are these tapioca balls, which are like jelly. It's like having little sweets inside a drink. And every time you get one, you're very, very excited because you just, you know, you slurp it on your straw and it just makes a drink more interesting. But I think they're delicious.
Well, I'm looking forward to tasting some a little bit later, and I'm bringing some of the crew down from Dubai Eye to do a tasting session with Bubbles and Boa. So Boba, I should say. So you may want to contribute on tea and bubble tea. So whatever your contribution, text in on 4001 this morning and you will go into the draw, and you could be the winner of a 500 dirham voucher to Sarah Beauty Lounge. Now, you've got a great piece, actually. Now, this is a topic that I revisit from time to time on the show because we have to kind of keep a handle on these things. And it is a family issue. And what you are looking at in your big debate with Explorer in April is kids and technology. And are children involved in technology at too early an age?
It is. It's a difficult one because when I was, I mean, I'm 26. So when I was younger, we had no such thing as you know, we didn't even have the internet yet. I remember I had a Game Boy, and that was pretty much as technological as I was going to get. But now you look at, I was in the Dubai Mall. You've got those, you know, the children carts. They've all got Game Boys or iPad looking, you know, tablets within the machine. So the kids are just, you know,
totally
playing on there. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing?
This is the debate. And also now we have in schools, you know, not just looking at the older kids, but, you know, 4 or 5 years of age in nurseries, in that preschool years, kids that are, you know, are being given in the school environment, in the nursery, iPads, tablets to work on. Right. And, you know, I'm open on this. I'd love to hear from you on 4001. Do you think children are getting involved in technology at too early an age? Is 4 or 5 or even 6 or 7 too early for kids?
Well, we had we asked a primary school teacher, Troy Duckworth. He's arguing that you know, yes, children should start using technology from an early age. It is good. It is fine. And he says, I think that children getting their hands on technology prior to attending school will only better aid teachers in the classroom. So iPads and tablets assist in developing a child's fine motor skills. So his argument is that, you know, it will be very helpful. It means that we don't have to teach them, you know, how to use computers and how to do it. If they already know, we can start then just engaging them and using these tools, or, you know, immediately.
And it's like a nature. And as technology moves forward at such a rapid pace, you know, children have to be engaged in this. This is the future. I mean, you know, there's no getting away from it. So
exactly.
That's one argument that they're involved and able to use their motor neuro skills and be practicing, the better it will stand them better later on.
Well, if you're going to, I mean, we have to get familiar with using a mouse, a keyboard. If they can do this already, is that not a better thing for them?
Well, you've also got here on the no side of the debate, and this is from hospitality management professional Omar Abel Dahab, and he's saying that as a father of a 4-year-old, I would like my daughter to enjoy her childhood and to enjoy interacting with her peers in order for her to build social skills and form lasting friendships, whether through playing hide and seek, going to swimming lessons, or attending arts and crafts sessions.
That's my concern. That's the only worry that I would have with kids that are getting involved in, you know, using tablets and iPads at an early age. is all of their attention invested so deeply into a tablet that they are forgetting to go outside. They're forgetting to get exercise.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're talking on one hand, developing those technical skills, the motor neuro skills. But then on the other hand, what about the social skills? Being able to hold a conversation, have that confidence to go into a room full of people and interact rather than walking into a room looking down at your, whether it's your tablet or whether it's on your iPhone.
Very
your
funny
BlackBerry.
That you say that because I mentioned no names, but we did have a wildcard entry who came to Barasti and he read off his iPad what he wanted to say, and bless him, it didn't carry very well, didn't it? So of course that you're looking down, you're very nervous, and he's like, I don't go anywhere without my iPhone. And we were like, we look up at the video, let's show us some of your personality, and maybe you're right, maybe that will stump that a bit.
Interesting. So yes, with your teenagers or younger, I mean, that's the other part of the debate, isn't it, is that when you're talking about young children and how they're involved with technology. So when it comes to phones, smartphones, you know, how young is young for a child to have a phone these days?
I think I was 15 when I got my first mobile phone. And I felt that was a good enough time. It was, but I don't know. I've seen kids as young as 9, 10. They already know how to use an iPhone, which I think is incredible. As I frown,
ooh,
judgmentally, I don't know.
Are you just jealous? I don't know.
Maybe I'm jealous. Maybe how come they get an iPhone at 9 years on and earn?
Can I just ask them for tips? Yeah. You know, can you show me how?
What's the application I should be getting?
Well, it sparked off a debate for sure on the text messages here. So Veronica's saying, I had to admit that my 9-month-old son already plays some games on my iPad enjoys that. Yeah, 9 months, and he enjoys it. And I think if it's monitored by the parent, it's not harmful. So what do you think about that? Let us know on 4001. And then here, another argument coming in on one of our on the messages here is, giving iPads or tablets to any child under 10 years old is the worst idea ever. It has so many disadvantages. iPads are not toys, and my own little cousins are becoming lazy and less imaginative and violent even. They are the future, and we will have no future if the kids are so dependent on gadgets. It's also very unhealthy and money wasting. So valid points there, interesting points, interesting opinions. So, yeah, so what do you think? Let us know on 4001. Someone else is saying, as with everything, in moderation.
I think that's the key. It has to be in moderation. You know, I go back to Troy Duckworth, who's the primary school teacher, who is arguing that it is a good thing. He's not arguing that you do this all the time, but within schools, Troy believes that it is a very unique and a very good tool at helping children kind of take ownership of their work. He's saying that when he was back in New Zealand, he worked in what he calls a digital classroom. There was one computer for every two people, and he was getting people up to set up their own blogs, but about their homework and about their work. They were taking pride because they owned individual blogs that was about and specifically about school. And he says that was very useful for the kids. Mm. So it's, you know, it's,
yeah, that's a good point. On the opposite side of the debate, though, from our hospitality management professional here in the magazine, Omar, that he's saying, what about abuse online? So, you know, children too young are being exposed. They've got that freedom to enter into these chat rooms and that kind of thing. So, you know, one has to monitor it and one has to be careful. He does go on to say, though, he does see some educational value and certainly sees that communication, where he's saying his daughter's now able to communicate with her family members in Egypt, in the US, also saying that, you know, he wants her to learn Arabic, and he can see the value of using technology to help with some of those things, you know, like cartoons online, games, that kind of thing, in different languages and applications. So, yeah, it's an interesting debate. What do you think? We'll keep the debate going. 4001, what do you think regarding children and technology? Are children involved in technology at too early an age?